Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. We're in Romans chapter 8, the first 8 verses there. And in the last couple of episodes, we've started digging into this beautiful truth of walking according to the Spirit. And I've shared how I believe, in my opinion, it is one of the most practical and important truths to the Christian life. It's really where Christianity takes place on a practical level. Now, again, we know that objectively God has done everything in Christ, and then He gives us His Spirit. But we have to choose to walk in the Spirit, to walk according to the Spirit, as Paul says it. Now, I want to take this time in this episode just to branch off into a couple other passages in Paul, because as I've already shared, I love this truth, and I really believe it's so important for all believers to get their heads around how to do what Paul's instructing us to do. Because this, again, is where the Christian life takes place. I think because of maybe a lack of teaching or improper application of spiritual teachings, the body of Christ in general has not truly understood the practicality of how to do this. And this is where the victory comes. This is where the fullness of life happens. This is where the abundance of life takes place. It's when we access by a volitional choice of our will to walk according to the leadership, the direction, the influence of the Spirit in our lives. Now, I want to read a couple of verses, one in Colossians and one in Galatians. I'll start there in Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. He says, "Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, overflowing with gratitude." Now, again, this metaphor of walking, the word that Paul uses here, walk, is a very common word. It literally means what it says. It means to walk. In the physical, it means to step or to walk upon. In more of a non-literal sense, it means to conduct your life. So Paul's saying that the way we live life is to walk in Christ, or to walk according to the Spirit. He sees it as the same thing. Now, in the next episode, we're going to get into the verses that spell out very clearly how Paul understands the indwelling presence of God in our lives. But right now in this episode, I just want to focus on this very important practical process in our lives. And in Galatians, he says in chapter 5, verse 16, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." Paul is stressing the practicality of walking by the Spirit. Why am I focusing so much on this? I've said it before, I'll say it again, because this is where life happens. Now, do I believe in the supernatural expressions of the Spirit in and through a person's life by the way of gifts, by the way of miracles and healings and the operation of spiritual gifts, as Paul defines them in 1 Corinthians 12 and 14? Do I believe in all those things, prophecies, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, tongues, interpretation of tongues, discerning of spirits, on and on? Yes, I believe in all that. But I want to go on record as saying that Paul's fundamental, foundational understanding of the activity of the Spirit in a believer's life is so that they can conduct their life in a way that manifests the character and nature of Jesus. This is what it means to walk by the Spirit. Now, as we're doing that, we will experience the supernatural manifestations. God does it miraculously. He uses us through the activity of the manifestation of the Spirit to exercise gifts. But we need to learn how to functionally, practically walk by the Spirit so that the character and nature of Jesus becomes the operative way of life for us. Now, this is something that I believe if more Christians would focus on, then their lives would be much more fruitful for God. They would experience exactly what Paul tells us, life and peace. But if we choose to set our minds on the flesh and to surrender our wills into our own ability, our own resources. And when I say resources, I sometimes mean negative resources, and I sometimes mean even positive resources. What I mean is that we are depending more on us than we are on Him. And God wants us to develop a lifestyle of full dependence on Him. Now, I was thinking about this very practically today before I prepared for this episode, and I've taught it so many times, and I want to tell you as a listener, when you learn to walk according to the Spirit, and you learn to be aware and dependent on God all the time, it revolutionizes your life. It changes the way you live. Because here's the truth. You can actually walk in the Spirit as you do everything you do in life. The Spirit does not compete in the space of you needing to go about your daily responsibilities. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, as intense as it might be, as much of your attention as it may demand to do your tasks, to relate to people, to be in conversation, to be in work mode, even when you're recreating, even when you're having times of entertainment and relaxation, the Spirit can be pervasive and leading and directing your life all the time. It's a very seamless process that happens as we learn to set our mind on the Spirit and to live and walk according to the Spirit. And the Spirit is alive and well and active in our lives, and He directs us. He gives us impulses. He gives us ideas and thoughts and words and emotions, and He is very capable of doing that. And He does it according to the nature and character of Jesus, the life of God that has been given to us as our source. I can't stress this enough because it's so life-giving when you understand that God has not created a Christian religion for us to do all the right things to look like a Christian. No, He's given us Himself as the living resource of life. And this is what Paul's talking about when he says, walk according to the Spirit. Walk connected to, dependent on, looking to the activity of the Spirit in your life all the time. Now, do we get it right all the time? No. It's exactly what Paul just said in Galatians. Sometimes we may not do the things that we want to do because we don't fully walk by the Spirit. But he says, if we do walk by the Spirit, we will not carry out the desires of the flesh. Now, I wish I had time to go into all the different directions of this teaching, but we'll keep that for another time. Perhaps we'll do the book of Galatians next after we finish the book of Romans, but I'm not making any promises. I'm just saying there's so many directions that this teaching can go on a practical level, and Paul talks about it in so many places. This is where the reality of the Christian life takes place. It takes place as we walk in the Spirit. We live in the Spirit. It's daily living, walking according to the leadership of the life of God within us. And that happens by the Spirit. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.